are thankful. First of all, thankful for our pastor, Pastor Rasko, who's not with us today, but he called on a dear friend of our church, Pastor LeVar St. Germain, and he's going to come and share the preached word with us today. Help me receive him, Pastor LeVar St. Germain of the Victory Temple Church, right here in Evansville, Indiana.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Hamler, for that introduction. If you would, join me for a moment of prayer. Father, we thank you for your love. Thank you for your power. Thank you for protection. And not just for protection every hour, but for every minute, for every second. We say thank you. Father, we pray now that you will bless us in this time as we share the word. May it go forth with power. May it go forth with authority. May it go forth with clarity. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We do honor the Lord today, and we do thank him for his goodness and his mercy unto us. We thank God for Pastor Rasko allowing us this opportunity to share the word of God with you. If you would, go with me to the book of Mark, chapter 10. Mark chapter 10. And I want to start reading with verse 46. And from the NIV version, it reads, "Then they came to Jericho, as Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving the city. A blind man, Bartimaeus, which means son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging. When he had heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, 'Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me.' Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, 'Son of David, have mercy on me.' Jesus stopped and said, 'Call him.' So they called to the blind man, 'Cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you.' Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. 'What do you want me to do for you?' Jesus asked him. The blind man said, 'Rabbi, I want to see.' He said, 'Go,' said Jesus, 'your faith has healed you.' Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road." I want to share with you this morning from the subject, "My Begging Days Are Over." My begging days are over. One of the most conspicuous and painful features of most cities and towns today is that now our cities are starting to become full of beggars. Due to the economy and due to COVID-19 and due to coronavirus, many have lost jobs. And even prior to the virus and the COVID-19, many people have lost income and lost their place of status, and they found themselves along the roadside begging. I know here in Evansville, you can go to various intersections and you will find people with signs saying, "We'll work for food," or "We'll need some help. Can you help me?" They're beggars. And sometimes when we see beggars, we have a tendency to look down upon them because of their situation. But what we fail to understand and know is that it could very easily be us. Just like that song said, "Thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me." It could have been me. Outdoors with no food, no clothes, all alone without a friend, or just another number with a tragic end. It could have easily been us. But God, through grace and mercy, has kept his hand up on us. And so we find ourselves not in that place, but in the text, we find where there's a man who is sitting on the roadside as Jesus and the disciples and a crowd is leaving Jericho. Now, you got to understand, Jericho is one of the cities that bordered the promised land that the children of Israel walked into. And so they're leaving Jericho. And as they're leaving Jericho, they find a man by the name of Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus is sitting on the roadside. And as he hears the people on the roadside, he says, "What is that noise? What's happening?" And they said, "Jesus is passing by." And when he heard it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Now you got to understand, the blind man knew what some who had sight did not know, and that was who Jesus really was, because he addressed him, "Jesus, Son of David." Many people follow God or they follow Jesus for what he could do, but they didn't necessarily follow him because they knew who he was. But here this man was blind, sitting on the side of the road, and he addressed him by calling him Son of David. Well, he dresses him, and the people said, "Be quiet." And you know how it is sometimes when we come to church, you might sit next to somebody who says, "Be quiet," or now that we're at home, we're in our living rooms, we're in our family rooms, we're in the kitchen, and we're rejoicing and we're praising God, and somebody says, "Be quiet," because it don't take all of that. What they fail to understand is that our shout is what gets his attention. Because if you notice, when they said for him to be quiet, he shouted even the more. And sometimes when you're in a predicament, and sometimes when you're in a bad place, and sometimes when you really need some help, you don't have time to be quiet. That's why we're protesting now, and that's why we're shouting now, because we want justice, and because we're tired of sitting here watching people lose their lives. We're shouting, "Son of David, have mercy on us." They said, "Be quiet. Don't take all that noise." The Bible says he shouted even the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called the blind man and they said, "Cheer up. On your feet. He's calling you." Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet. And he came to Jesus. He threw one of the most important things that he had in his possession, which was his cloak. That was probably really the only thing he could have. But notice that he was willing to give up everything to get to the one that was calling him. I got to ask you, as I'm getting ready to take my seat, what is it that you're willing to give up? Are you willing to give up anything when he calls you? Are you willing to give up anything to move from being where you are to where God wants you to be? Are you willing to give up anything to move from lack to having more than enough? Are you willing to give up anything to move from no place to a place in him? He threw his cloak to the side. And he comes to Jesus after jumping up on his feet. And Jesus asked him, he says, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said, "Teacher, Rabbi, I want to see." Jesus said, "Go. Your faith has healed you." Immediately, he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road. I'm taking my seat, but I want to encourage somebody, your begging days are over. Why? Because Jesus has come. Jesus has come to heal. Jesus has come to deliver. Jesus has come to set free. And where you was once begging for attention, you don't have to beg for attention anymore, because he made you a promise that, "Lo, I'm with you always, even until the end of the world." You don't have to beg anybody else to keep from being lonely, because he made you a promise. "I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you." You don't have to be worried about your neighbors or your naysayers, because he made you a promise that no weapon formed against you will prosper. Every tongue that rises up against you in judgment will be condemned. You don't have to beg anybody anymore for anything, because Jesus has come to meet your need. The question I have for you is, are you willing to holler? Are you willing to cry? Are you willing to shout? Are you willing to throw your cloak aside so that you can get what Jesus has for you? I wish you would, in your living room, make the declaration, "My begging days are over. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and I'm not beneath. I'm the lender and not the borrower. I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the field. I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed coming in. I'm blessed sitting down. I'm blessed standing up. Why? Because my begging days are over. It's over now. I wish you just make that declaration. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it feels like. I don't even care what it smells like. You ought to make that declaration. My begging days are over because Jesus has come into my life. Would you pray with me? Father, we thank you that as blind Bartimaeus stood on the side of the road, begging, asking strangers for help, he heard you was passing by and he hollered out, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. They said, be quiet, but he hollered even the more, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. And today, somebody in their living room, somebody in their family room, somebody walking through their house is hollering right now, Jesus, have mercy on me. You're the same God. Then, you're the same God right now. You're still passing by showing mercy. You're still passing by healing. You're still passing by delivering. You're still passing by making ways. You're still passing by opening doors. And so we ask you to have mercy on us. And from this day forward, help us to let our begging days to be over. Why? Because you have come. You have come and you have brought joy. You have brought peace and you've brought healing and you've brought deliverance. And we say thank you that because of you, our begging days are over. And may we too be like Bartimaeus. After you restore us and give us our sight, may we follow you as he followed you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we love you, we thank you, and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise God. God bless you, Pastor Lamar. It is our sincere prayer that you've been blessed, helped, strengthened, and encouraged by the word of God on today. It is our prayer that someone has received the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart and has made him Lord, Savior, ruler, and master of your life. And we want to hear from you. If you've trusted the Lord Jesus, we'd like for you to let us know. You can reach us, mynasmbc.org. You can reach us via Facebook. You can even call the church office, 812-424-7368. But we want to hear from you, and we want to know that you've decided to make Jesus Lord of your life. Again, we want to say thank you and God bless you. Well, Nazarene, it's time for the offering. We do want to say we thank God for the opportunity to give. And Pastor tell us every week, he remind us of how faithful you all that we've been in our giving. And so We pray that you don't stop now, that we'll continue to follow the word of God and give the way the Bible says for us to give. And so we have several ways that you can give. There's Givelify, there's PayPal, there's a Dropbox even at the church where you can drop your tithe, your offering in the mail slot, or you can mail it. Either way, it will be received, and we can trust and know that our giving is not in vain. For God loveth a cheerful giver, and we know that when we give, he'll give back to us. And how does the Bible say he'll give to us, Eresi? Pressed down, shaking together, and running over. Yes, and so we give unto the Lord. As he has prospered us, we give. And so let us pray, as we enter into this time of giving. Father, we thank you so much. Thank you for first giving to us. And now we bring to you our tithe and even an offering, dear God, to show how much we appreciate you. And God, we give our tithes in obedience to your word, Father. God, I pray that you continue to bless the giver, dear God. I pray that you bless those who may not have to give this time, God, but I pray that you bless them in such a way that they'll be able to participate on the next time, God. We thank you and we love you, for you are our great God, our great provider, our great Father, and we worship you even now. It's in Jesus' name we pray with a heart full of thanksgiving. Amen. Well, we thank God for another successful broadcast. Again, remember, August the 2nd, 5 o'clock, we will have our 102nd year church anniversary musical celebration. So we want all of you to watch, and we want you to invite family and friends, neighbors, even enemies. We want everybody to watch. I promise you there's a blessing for you if you join in. Again, we say thank you and God bless you, and thank you for tuning in.